Hello and welcome. It's our number four of our radio program, and this hour dedicated to the NFL and the injuries around the league. The one that stands out is in Houston. Now, the Texans are a bad team. They lost to the Browns. But Tyrod Taylor's injury, some saying that that will lead now to Deshaun Watson playing. Will the Texans revisit Deshaun Watson now that Taylor, their de facto starting quarterback, is out hurt? We take a look at that possibility and put a bunch of ice water on top of it and a whole lot more. It's coming your way right now in our number four. The plot thickens in Houston. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we suffer the consequences coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the easy, the speakeasy, the Fox Sports Radio studios at a secret location in the Northwood. So our lead this hour comes from Injured Quarterbacks 101. Technically, it's in Cleveland, but it's the post-mortem on the Texans' loss to the Browns. That's a game Cleveland failed to cover the point spread, their biggest favorite since they came back to the NFL as an expansion franchise in 1999. Now, the game itself did not catch our attention. The Browns won the game. It was a humdrum kind of an afternoon, a business-like approach, not a spectacular performance. I guess we can end the Baker Mayfield MVP campaign. He was not all that good. But the storyline here is in the injury tent. And Tyrod Taylor suffering a hamstring injury in the first half. He was one of many quarterbacks that got hurt. If you watched football on Sunday, chances are the game you were watching saw a quarterback get hurt. Tua Tagovailoa in Miami, gone. Andy Dalton, gone. Carson Wentz injured for Indianapolis. And so the injury tent filling up, but this is about Tyrod Taylor. He suffered a hamstring injury in the first half. He did not return after halftime, and that forced the Texans to play the rookie out of Stanford, Davis Mills, the entire second half, and he left a lot to be desired. But the story here is Taylor, who has been very fragile. Brittle would be a word we could use to describe Taylor in recent years. He actually was playing pretty well. He completed 10 of 11 passes against that Browns defense for 125 yards. He threw for a touchdown. When he was in the game, it was tied at 14. The Browns were in a dogfight with the Texans. And then he went to the locker room, and he had been ruled out. Now, Houston coach David Culley, that's the name of the coach of the Texans. I bet you didn't know that. David Culley, now he said that Taylor got hurt late in the second quarter, but that's not the story. The Texans come right back on Thursday night in a highly anticipated game by nobody. The Texans host Carolina on Thursday Night Football, and Taylor will not be ready. Nobody thinks he'll be able to play. There's only a couple of days between the Sunday game and the Thursday game, so just a few days to heal up. So David Culley was, the word that we will use is evasive about his starter this Thursday when asked if it was possible that Deshaun Watson could come back and play against the Panthers. If you did not hear what he had to say, maybe not, it was very short, and he said, "We'll have to see," was the quote. That's what's known as the money quote, "We'll have to see." Now, Watson is still on the 53-man roster for the Texans, and for the second consecutive week, as has been the plan, he was inactive on game day. The Texans have listed him as being out with an issue that's not injury related. Not injury related, but he's out of the lineup. So let us discuss the question. Deshaun Watson, does he actually have a shot of playing Thursday night for the Texans? Is that real or not? And I am shaking my head no. This is fake news. Fake news. I've got gargling, wishy-washy, and haberdashery. And we will connect all of these things together. Now, first of all right, Houston is in a what we call a lady or a tiger situation. You are damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. surveying the landscape here, Deshaun Watson is not a legitimate option. He will not be running out into the huddle for the Texans. I'm not buying what some are trying to create out of thin air. It's not a viable option. Deshaun Watson is still in purgatory. Unless something changed dramatically that we don't know about, we haven't been told about, there is no end in sight. No end in sight. The Texans coach here, Culley, he gave a cryptic non-answer answer. He didn't deny completely that Watson could play, but he certainly didn't say he's going to play. The quote was, "We'll have to see," which leaves it open-ended. We don't have to see anything, right? He attempted to leave the door open with his cryptic answer, but for me, it's very straightforward. Watson, because of what they've done so far, he sat each of the first two games. He's facing the sexual assault misconduct allegations and the non-injury related status designation. So nothing's changed on that. It's obvious what's going on here. We have 22 women who have filed civil lawsuits. 10 women have filed criminal complaints. Two of the women who filed criminal complaints did not file civil lawsuits. So the argument, well, it's all a money grab. Well, for two of them, it's not. And that means that 24 different women, 24, more than two football teams on the field the same. I mean, it's 11 on 11, so 22, the all 22, and then you got two backups in the female category here alleging that Watson is a pervert and couldn't keep the sausage in the bag. So nothing has changed in that story. Playing Deshaun Watson at this point for the Texans, based on what they've done and what's going on, would be akin to gargling with boiling water. You wouldn't choose to gargle with boiling water, would you? It would be a mistake. It's not something anyone in their right mind would say, okay, let's do this. And keep in mind that you have the civil lawsuits, the ongoing criminal investigation with both local and the FBI involved. So it's a whole lot of headaches. Whole lot of headaches. Now, secondly, from what we are hearing, even if the Texans wanted to tap the shoulder of Deshaun Watson and say, all right, come on, come back, they would be cut off at the pass. Now, how would they be cut off at the pass? Roger Goodell, who has been the prince of wishy-washy on this story, right? He's for some reason kept his hands out of this. He always meddles in everything, but not on this one. He's undecided as to whether or not the NFL will put Watson on paid leave. He hasn't had to do anything because the Texans have been the ones that have made the move, the de facto suspension with pay. But if Houston were to do an about face and say, you know what? Hey, we're going to play this guy. We're going to play Watson this week. Then the league would be then forced to stop twiddling their thumbs. And we know what the image conscious NFL would do at that point. We have to imagine there's no other option than muscling in and commandeering the situation at that point. And in the blink of an eye, Deshaun Watson gets the Shield logo handcuffs placed around his wrist, not by the FBI, not by the Houston Police Department, by the commissioner's office. And he will be shuffled off to the exempt list faster than grease lightning. Lickety split for Deshaun Watson. All right, final thought. So the only move here for the Texans is to look elsewhere. If Tyrod Taylor is going to be out for an extended period of time, and there's conflicting reports on how bad that is and how long he'll be out, but certainly not this week, there are many avenues to go down. Deshaun Watson is not one of those avenues. He is currently listed as the third quarterback on the depth chart. If he's inactive on game day, then the easy move would be just to activate Jeff Driskel. Now, you know what you're getting with Jeff Driskel. He sucks. He's a bad quarterback, but he's got experience, and so you can elevate him from the practice squad. That's not an exciting option. Houston can look elsewhere and dumpster dive and try to get somebody else to sub for Tyrod Taylor. Now, the idea that you're going to sign somebody on a Monday and then the player is going to practice on a Tuesday and a Wednesday and then play on a Thursday is far-fetched, but if Tyrod Taylor is going to be out for an extended period of time, look to the haberdashery. Cam Newton, he's got the funny hats. He's got the whole thing going on there. Send him a text. He answers his text messages, and he's at the very top of the scrap heap. If you look at crappy quarterbacks who are available and can be yours at a moment's notice, Cam Newton's at the very top. He's at the very, very top there. And he's the perfect pickup. Other options you have are RG3, Matt Barkley, and Blake Bortles. Those are the other veteran quarterbacks that are available. Now, why is Cam Newton perfect? I'll tell you why. Because he's got a good resume that you can sell, MVP and veteran quarterback and all that. And at the same time, he would accomplish the mission statement of the Texans front office to suck at a time you can suck, which is every Sunday. Now, Cam Newton is, at this point, a punch-drunk quarterback. He's gone from the main stage, top of marquee, to a lounge act. And that is where Cam is at. But you can bring him in, and he's veteran, and people get excited. And when you think about what Cam Newton had been and not what he is right now, and it works. It's something there that will work for the Houston Texans in that particular story. So that's the name. That is the name. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. You want to hear an amazing statistic about the Dallas Cowboys, a statistic that will blow your mind. You do, don't you? All right, so the Dallas Cowboys won their game against the Chargers. And the Cowboys are off to a 1-1 start, and they didn't move the ball all that well on offense. They didn't get points. They moved the ball a little bit, but they didn't get the gaudy point total that you're used to the Cowboys getting. Normally these games they play are a shootout. So Dallas won a game 20-17. Now, why is that newsworthy? I'll tell you. Because the Dallas Cowboys winning a game for the first time without scoring 30 points in a game since 2018. Since 2018. That is a streak of 35 consecutive games there that the Cowboys were unable to win a game unless they got at least 30 points. They only had 20. And they ended up getting the win over the Chargers. Now, according to Sean Merriman, who I don't think he works. Is he working with us right now? I don't think he is right now. He's done some work with Fox Sports Radio over the years. And he threw out the accusation that the Dallas Cowboys had the referees in their back pocket in that particular game, according to Sean Merriman, the old Charger defensive star back from the San Diego Charger games back in the day. Greg Zuerlein actually hit the game winner, but Sean Merriman, once a Charger, always a Charger, and he was not happy with the officiating. I was flipping around, so I did not solely focus on the Charger game. But how did I know Sean Merriman was not happy with the officiating? He tweeted out a photo that was professionally photoshopped, unless it wasn't, with the referees wearing the Cowboy logo on their pocket. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to comment on any of this, we had the Sunday night game. If you missed it, if you're just getting up this hour and you missed the Sunday night game, the Chiefs gagged. They gave a game away. Patrick Mahomes, an interception in the third quarter, and Clyde Edwards-Helaire, a late fumble. Kansas City in position to kick a game-winning field goal, and they cough up a fur ball. They coughed it up. The Ravens put up 481 yards of offense. Lamar Jackson, electrifying. And as my friend Sports with Coleman points out, that was not just the Ravens. That was a shorthanded Ravens team. And the Chiefs were drowning, overwhelmed by the B-squad of the Baltimore Ravens. All right, 877-99 on Fox, the number. Also on Twitter, at Ben Maller. If you'd like to be part, that's at Ben Maller. You can join the festivities here, and we'll take your phone calls. Also, later this hour, we'll see if we have, might have food picks. It's Monday. Marcel usually calls up on Monday. Closely monitoring, and we'll also dab in that hybrid story of sports and politics. We'll go there as well. It's a third rail, my man. It's a third rail. Don't touch it. All right, we'll get there, and we will do it next.
All right, straight to the boys. Ben, what you got?
What did it start with? What letter did it start with?
Oodles and noodles. Starts with
okay.
O and N.
Okay, all right.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Listen up, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show is the show of the people, by the people, for the people. Join the movement and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our technical producer. He plays all the music and most of the funny sound bites of the Ben Maller Show. His first name is Roberto. His last name is Flores. You can follow him at Raider_Rob24.
The Tigers got a big one, too, I think.
And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Listener named Da Russian Kid writes, and he's a regular on Twitter, driving his truck around the highways and byways of America. He's referencing a story we brought up last hour. There's a photo that went viral of a Steeler fan that had poopy pants and was attempting to clean his loins in the bathroom sink at Heinz Field. No, I said, why not have your friend go get you some pants in the gift shop? Eddie and Roberto said they don't sell pants there. But now the Russian kid says he guarantees that every NFL stadium, the shop inside there at the stadium, they sell sweatpants. And they definitely sell shorts, T-shirts, and socks besides the jersey. So I would have thought you could have gotten sweatpants. I think at any stadium you can get sweatpants.
I've been at a lot of stadiums. I've never seen sweatpants.
You have to ask for them. How about next time you go to a Charger game, ask if you can get some sweatpants. I bet you they have them. I bet you. And this guy wasn't a big fat guy. This guy was skinny, so he could have worn like regular sweatpants. It's not like he needed like 4X or something like that. He could have worn regular pants. He would have been fine.
You get some shorts at Dodger Stadium, now that I think of it.
Yeah. And I like the sweatpants things because – like, you know, instead of like a regular pair of sweatpants, how much do regular sweatpants cost? Like $15 or something, $20. And but at the stadium, they slapped the logo on them. Those are like a $50 item.
Yeah, right.
$40 or $50, right?
$70.
Are they $70? I don't know. I haven't bought sweatpants in a while, but anyway.
$65 shorts at Dodger Stadium.
How much are the shorts at Dodger Stadium?
$65.
What, have they been touched by God?
That's right, get the Dodger logo on there,
too. Tommy Lasorda touched them himself before he went to Blue Heaven. He touched them. All right. Well, here's a fun fact for Roberto's Raiders. You want a fun fact, Roberto? You can pump your chest out.
Yeah,
about
baby!
Yourself right now.
The greatness of the Raiders.
The Raiders, with that win in Pittsburgh and with the Chiefs' loss on Sunday night, the Raiders are ahead of Kansas City for the first time since Week 16 of the 2016 season. That it's the first time the Raiders have been ahead of the Chiefs in the standings since the end of Week 16 in 2016. The Raiders that year were 12-3. The Chiefs were 11-4. So that's an even more redonkulous stat than the Cowboys stat that they had not won a game without scoring 30 or more points since 2018. So we're full of fun facts. It's all you give us 10 minutes, we'll give you a bunch of random fun facts. Let's take some phone calls, though. To the phones we go, and let's say hello to Gio, who's in Southern California. Hello, Gio in Pasadena.
Hey, how are you, Mr. Ben? I have two questions for you. One of them, well, second one I need your advice on, but the first one, as a Rams fan, can we continue – Akers was a bad loss, but can we do this with Sony Michel and
yes. Stop your worrying. The Rams as a team, they had 100 yards rushing combined. It's going to be a collective effort. It's not going to be one guy. And they're still working Sony Michel into the fold there. He didn't play much the first game. He actually did all right. I mean, neither one of them got that. Henderson and Michelle, they split the carries almost even in the game. But no, that was a get-through game. Nobody gets up to play the Colts and Carson Wentz. And the Rams, their big game, it's Fox's game of the week. Joe Buck and Troy Aikman are going to be there. Rams stuff it to Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. And that'll be on week 3. In L.A., in Inglewood. And so the Rams were looking ahead to that game, and they got through the Colts game, and they toyed with the Colts a little bit.
Have the lamb stopped screaming.
And it's going to be a wonderful thing. What was your other point, GL? What was your other your advice thing?
You made me feel so much better. Now, on this, I need a little bit of your advice. So, Big Ben,
Yeah.
After the second games, right? The 1 o'clock games. You know, we have the 4:30 to 5:30. You know, like these. So I tend to hit massage parlors. Am I cheating on my wife by not letting her know that I'm doing that every Sunday?
What? The things you did not expect. All right, so Gio, now what kind of massage? Are we getting the Robert Kraft, the rub and tug? Are we getting that? Or are we just getting a traditional, like a Swedish massage? Like, what are we looking at here, Gio?
It's just a strictly massage. Getting.
Right. So you're not getting the Deshaun, Watson.
No happy ending?
No. Not the aforementioned, you brought up Deshaun Watson. Yeah. Nothing like that. It's just a typical regular massage, but I feel like I'm cheating. Why, Ben?
Why do you feel like you're if they're not touching your privates? What's
I know why. Why you feel like you're cheating? Because you do it every Sunday.
Yeah,
that's why. Because they're expensive massages to do it every Sunday, and so you feel like it's something that your wife would probably want to know that you're having this expense, you know, every week, and you're not mentioning it. But no, I don't think you're cheating.
Now, do you see the same masseuse every week, or are you like Deshaun Watson, and every week it's a new person?
It's a Deshaun Watson situation.
Okay, so you just kind of rode, but you're not meeting them on Instagram and then getting them to come. Yeah, I got you. Well, I think you're all right, but you know, once they go below the belt, there they might become a problem. But yeah, I think you're okay. But I'm not your wife. I don't know. She might feel different. But. Yeah. All right. Good luck, Gio. The hell was that? Yeah. I'm getting massages every week. Let me call the radio guys and find out what they think. Let me call the morons on the radio. Let me get their take. Yeah. That's what I need. That is outstanding. Arik in Minnesota says, you're wrong. This is the first time since the last week of 2016 that the Chiefs haven't held or been tied for the AFC West lead. What is wrong? I just gave you the stat, you big dummy. Let's see. Rob in Vegas says, Robbie, the Josh Allen personal massage therapist, would need 6X sweatpants. I'm speculating here. No offense, of course. Wow, that's a shot fired by yourself. How dare you? How dare you? Let's see. The Russian kid says 1,000%, Ben, you get a bonus by FSR every time you bring up a Deshaun Watson monologue. Well, I wish that was the case. You know, my contract comes up. I'm going to have to get a clause in there for Deshaun Watson, Tom Brady, Patriot monologues. Like, those are the big three. I got to get a couple of bucks every time I do a monologue about one of those things. I got to make that happen. Let's go to the phones. Dick in Dayton is next. Hello, Dick. You got
the Dickster. Good morning, Ben and crew. How are you?
Good morning to you, Dick and Dayton. Another week, another win for the Browns.
Yeah, but I wanted to tell you something that this is breaking news that I don't think I told you, but I went to the 55th reunion of Centerville High School.
Breaking news from Fox Sports.
So you had your 55th high school reunion?
Yes.
Wow. And how many people were there?
I'd say about 120 people.
Outstanding. Congratulations.
And guess what?
What?
I got to play the mandolin for about an hour.
A full hour of the mandolin. That's outstanding. We love the mandolin. The mandolin's one of the great underrated instruments. I'm a big fan of the mandolin. And did the crowd go wild? Did they say, I can't believe this is one of our old classmates here?
Dick won't be denied.
Dick and Dayton, were they going gaga?
Oh, they loved it. They loved it. Everybody was dancing, and it was a great time. John Barry, his family had the Barry Company down here in Dayton. And we always go. It's every,
that is Rick.
Every 5 or 10 years, we go to his house. Oh my gosh! It's unbelievable. You know, a big condo. Yeah. It's really neat. Yeah.
Who?
He's got a big condo, and does he have a pool?
Yeah, they do.
Sure. Yeah, that's great. Well, congratulations! Yeah, outstanding. Yeah,
I watched a little bit. I was in the we were busy yesterday at Lowe's. I was watching, but I saw when Nick Chubb ran for that touchdown.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the Browns.
Dickster, they call me.
Running the football, setting all kinds of records. I think that I saw a stat somewhere about the Browns rushing attack. And
yeah.
I think they have, is it nine rushing touchdowns now?
Nine touchdowns. Hey, thanks for playing. I just heard the clip from Jimmy Donovan saying about the touchdown. That was neat, Ben. Thanks.
Yeah, well, we did that for you. We did that. Do you want any other sound bites?
Yeah.
Okay. Do we have any other Browns sound bites that we can play? Is there anything in the system we can play here for Dick and Dayton? Browns, now I have the stat here, Dick. Seven rushing touchdowns. That ties a franchise record for the most through two games to start a season. So it's not nine. It's seven.
No.
So, and since the merger, only the Dallas Cowboys had more in 1971. So this is historic, Dick and Dayton.
Yeah. Well, listen, I thought I'd check in.
All right. Well, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, there he goes, the great Dick and Dayton. Where he goes, only he knows. Then must we say he's on. We're you that Saturday night. When I was in jail. So on the day of the other. Rolling my sweet baby's on. Yeah.
Half hour of that, huh?
No, almost an hour. Almost a full hour.
Sweet Jesus.
Wouldn't you like to have been a fly on the wall at that event? 55th anniversary for high school. How about that?
When he mentioned how many people were there.
That's a lot. Doesn't that seem like a lot?
It is. I think the school reunion is dying out because
of Facebook and
Instagram. Because I didn't go to my 10-year reunion, but I know people that did go, and it was... And from what I've heard, it just wasn't very well attended. People just don't like care anymore. But I guess people, you know, like Dick's age, they don't have social media. They need to go to these to see what these people are doing now.
Are you taking a shot at Dick and Dayton? Is that what you're doing?
No, not at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Dick's right up there, though. He absolutely is.
No, but I think when you get older, even in the age of social media, I think when you get older, you just want to go out and do things. You want things to do. You know, reasons to leave your house.
Yeah, that's true.
And so any reason to leave your house, you look to do.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
All right, some more Tom Brady propaganda, because all we do is give you Tom Brady propaganda. Brady, and another monster day against the Atlanta Falcons, who suck. And Tom Brady is now 14 touchdown passes away, from what I read here, from throwing more touchdown passes in his 40s than he did in his 20s. It's insanity. But you know, Brady has been lighting the scoreboards up here. He's midway through his 40s. It's 44. And the Seahawks, I'd mentioned earlier, the Seahawks had a 14-point fourth-quarter lead. They gave it up to the Tennessee Titans. But it's even more gaudy than that. The Seahawks were up 15 points at halftime. And prior to Sunday, the Seahawks had been up 15 or more points at home 52 times. They were 52-0. It's the first time the Seahawks have lost a game at home. They were leading by at least 15 points. And so that, another factoid from the weekend that was. And food picks now. We head it to Brooklyn, and we say hello to Marcel in Brooklyn. Hello, Marcel.
Yes, it's a good morning and happy Monday, Ben. I believe it. I was made it through Mallertown podcast with the Aussie guy on Saturday.
How did that go? How was your Mallertown podcast, Marcel?
It was very phenomenal. Thank you very much.
How long were you
much.
On for? How long was the interview?
30 minutes.
30 minutes.
Man. And the Aussie guy is going to be back with me for another one in no other time. So fingers crossed for a.
Did you guys do
episode.
Food picks?
Let's do the food picks now because it's a new dawn and it's a definitely a new day. So, Malam Militia, let's get into it. Hashtag let's get into it indeed. And on Mondays and Fridays, Justin in Cincinnati. Rob is on Wednesday too. But it's Monday, and we're going to bring in Justin right now. The A plus or F minus. So start with you, Justin. Then we'll go to the boys. What is your food pick from last night?
Hey, have you been vaccinated yet, or do you have natural immunity?
Nothing at all.
Okay,
sir.
That sounds good. What's the food pick begin with?
All starts with the CP. What do you got?
Cat poop.
Minus. Do we agree or disagree with Justin? I give you the F minus on that.
Yeah, that's a good grade, Marcel. So what's the first? I got it.
Jeez, Ben can't even put this together. You need him to repeat it.
Well, no, I wasn't listening when Justin.
That's a bad
about
job
it.
By you.
Bad job by you, man.
Better all listen right. next
bad
time.
Bad job for Justin.
No, by Ben.
My Ben.
By
Ben. Ben.
Let's go. Let's go. Chicken. How about that? Chicken.
Oh, I give you the mixed match with
all
it.
All right. Hey. All right.
We get a brand new week.
Go ahead.
So fingers
there.
Crossed, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
Eddie.
This is big.
The chicken parmesan.
Wait until the people discover find out they're sponsoring this. Wait until they find out. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Chicken parmesan, baby. CP.
Yeah.
Chicken.
Oh, yeah. Robin Vegas knows it. That it could be a Boston Market style. If you follow me at After Dark Marcel,
what are you doing? What is that?
You can find him.
Nah.
Oh, Roberto.
Chicken parmesan, baby.
Oh, fingers crossed could be another one for you and Rob. So, Eddie, too. And Justin in Cincinnati, what do you got?
We already had him on.
We already had him on, Marcel.
What's wrong with you today, man?
Oh, please. I just said for Justin de Coop de Loop.
Thank you.
What's he got? Let's play food picks.
Marcel, I think you had a fried fish platter with fried scallops, fried shrimp, and beer battered fried fish.
Come on already.
Yeah, come on already,
come
man.
Come on.
F plus.
Hurry up.
F plus.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now.
Big moment. Here we go.
And yep, it is. It's going to be a very chicken one. Our poof. Food pick is set for the chicken. It will be chicken patties with ketchup.
Oh, yeah, you guys got it right. I got it right. I got the chicken.
Right there, Ben.
Woo.
Me too, right? Me too.
Good job. Good job.
We all got right.
Oh, we all got it right. We all got it. Except for Coop.
Not
Coop.
Not Coop.
We didn't all get it right. That's
back here
Coop
on
and Justin, F minuses.
Yeah.
I'll see you back here on Wednesday for more. Robin Vegas
wait.
Will be joining me.
All right, nobody cares. All right, thank you. I got to go. All right. Jeez Louise. Steven writes and says, I have been so preoccupied trying to convince myself Tua is going to be really good that I somehow totally forgot about his durability issues, Steven says. I have not heard from a lot of the Tua Marching and Chowder Society, which when I was questioning Tua before, they were like defending him up in arms. Tua's the guy, rah, 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 rah. So they've been very quiet here. I don't know why. Very, very quiet. Very, very quiet. All right. It is the Ben Maller Show. Six more of your calls, 877-99 on Fox. And I promise we will pay off the teases that we have been doing here about politics and sports and also the closely monitoring story. We'll get to all of that, and we will do it next.
For my food pick from last night, but especially because of last night from yesterday afternoon before football.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Most are unable to lend an ear to the Ben Maller Show all night long, but with podcasting, you can get caught up on unique show moments that you might have missed. The Ben Maller Show podcast is available on iHeart. And wherever you get your podcasts, a piece of cake and upsets the corporate guys. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Lost in the haze of the NFL weekend, Manny Pacquiao announced, the longtime boxer on the front page of the sporting world over the last many years, Manny Pacquiao says he will run for president in the Philippines in 2022. It's already late September, so the year you start winding down. The holidays will be here before you know it, with Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. And Manny Pacquiao announcing over the weekend that he has accepted a political party's nomination for president in the Philippines. And so he's been involved in politics there, so we'll see. He's been part of the House of Representatives in the Philippines. He was, I think, that stopped a few years ago, and I think he's been working in the Senate since then. So we'll see if Manny Pacquiao can win the vote. I know every time Pacquiao has been in Vegas, I was at a couple of his fights. I haven't been to a Pacquiao fight in a while, but it's insane. The whales from the Philippines come into Vegas. They love it because there's some big-time gamblers there, and they get their money and then some. That'd be kind of cool because I've interviewed Pacquiao before, so that'd be cool if he became like the president of the Philippines. I could say, I've interviewed a president. That would be neat. So I'm making it all about me. So good
luck.
Yeah,
he's a sure lock to be president.
Isn't that guy, the guy that's the president of the Philippines right now, is kind of a douche, right? Am I right on that? I don't know a lot about Filipino politics.
I'm not sure.
Like,
but they love Manny. Like, that's a lot.
Yeah. You would think.
On a possible related note, Conor McGregor was at the Charger game and got a huge ovation when he was put up on the scoreboard.
Now, are you sure that was the real Conor McGregor and not a fake Conor McGregor?
I believe it.
Remember,
there's
that fake Conor McGregor going on.
Yeah. Pretty sure
the real deal.
Yep.
Yeah. Any other celebrities there?
Josh Duhamel. You probably don't know who that is.
I don't know
He's
who
an
that
actor.
Is.
He's an actor. Okay. Well, Jerry West was there.
Oh, like the great Clipper GM, Jerry West.
I know him best as a Laker. I think most.
Nah, he's the
do.
Guy that built the Clipper, the Clipper legacy here.
Player, the logo.
Yeah, the logo. He built the Final Four team, the Clippers, in the Final Four this year.
Yeah, and most people know him as a Laker.
Nah, they don't know him as.
Oh
Laker.
Yeah,
he worked for like five different teams since he left the Lakers. He worked for Memphis, Golden State, the Clippers. He's
Roberto.
All
how
over
do you
the
best
place.
Remember Jerry West?
Clipper. Roberto told
Laker.
Me Clipper.
Yeah,
Clipper.
Of course.
Clipper. Clipper. You know, they're getting a new dome stadium, the Clippers.
No, I don't know that. Nobody knows. Nobody cares about that.
A lot of people care about it.
No, they don't.
So the rumor mill cranking up. Last week, there was a rumor that Jay-Z and Bezos, the guy from Amazon, were going to buy the Broncos. Well, over the weekend, it was Peyton Manning is closely monitoring the potential Broncos sale. And John Elway, interested in joining a Bronco ownership group. So, Koopaloop, you're the resident Bronco apologist. Would you rather have Peyton Manning as a figurehead or John Elway as a figurehead of Bronco ownership? You can only pick one. You can't have both. You have to pick one.
John Elway.
Oh, there you go. So take that, Peyton Manning. Take that and put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Elway is Denver. I mean, it's just...
Yeah. He was the GM, de facto GM.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Years.
He's kind of already been the figurehead.
It didn't work out so well.
We won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, look at all the quarterbacks he's picked, though. Since
we won a Super Bowl, how many teams can say that?
Yeah, you won a Super Bowl not because of Peyton Manning, though. Yeah, I mean that
I,
year you admit
I didn't
that
say
year
it was because of Peyton Manning.
It was
thanks
terrible
to John Elway.
I don't know if I thank all John Elway on that. I don't know if I go that far into that routine. Anyway, we'll see what. We'll see what happens. I'm sure in a couple days there'll be another big. Anybody with a lot of money, that Bezos. Maybe the guy that owns the Clippers, Ballmer, one. I hope the guy that owns the Clippers, Ballmer, buys the Broncos.
Oh,
you
God,
lose your
no
lunch, Coop.
Got a murder,
oh,
gotta go.
Great.